great palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas. It's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
Right. Well, last week on Monday and Thursday Drive, I had the opportunity to introduce two youth groups. The first one was called the Afternoon Daydream, and the second one was called Only One Way. They are both the result of the Waverley Council's Bondi Wave initiative, which is a 12-week course led by Dr. Michael Galazzi, and that introduces upper primary high school bands to writing, presenting and recording of original music. And I'm pleased to say today I have another group in with me, Pantone, comprised six members, I believe: Quincy Grace, Jasper Calder, Emmanuel Stanton, Sonny Spurs, Mackenzie Harris, and Zeke Meow. And it's did I get that name wrong? Do you want to correct that?
Yes, it's pronounced Meow.
Oh, I beg your
pardon. Yes.
Okay, sorry about
that. But it's also pronounced Meow. There's two ways to pronounce it. So yeah.
So I was only half wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome to Eastside Radio anyway. Quincy and Zeke, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, well, tell us, Bondi Wave. Incidentally, do you go to the same school?
No.
How did you meet each other?
I signed up for Bondi Wave, and then I was plopped in here.
Yeah.
And Quincy?
On the first day, we just all met each other. I think two of the members went to the same school, but we all went to different schools, so it's great to meet.
And there are five in your group.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how did you determine that there should be five of you? I mean, a lot of bands have less than five members, don't they?
Yeah, it was quite a few at the beginning. We had three different guitarists, so our song had lots of different guitar elements throughout, but it was really fun to meet all the new people.
And over what period has that taken you? How long has it been since you were together as a group? You've been together as a group?
I'd estimate like 5 months, 6 months, maybe longer. I'm not sure.
And what do you play, Zeke?
I play the drums.
You play the drums. Have you always played the drums as a kid?
Yes. I actually learnt the drums after I had a piano lesson one time, and I saw it was like a piano lesson in a church, and I saw these drums, and I thought, oh, those look cool, and I wanted to try them, and I began like learning the drums, and I began to fall in love with them and stuff. And
did you say you saw drums in the church?
Yeah, I used to. Yeah, it was in the church, because after, like, I used to go to church, and after church I'd do piano lessons with my piano teacher.
Right.
It was in the church, and there was drums in there, and I wanted to learn how to practice them, and I learned how to practice the drums
on a drum kit.
Yes, a full drum kit that was in the church.
Wow, wow! And how old were you when you did that?
I think 8 or 7.
Gee, not too many 7 or 8 year olds get to play the drums in church, do they?
Yeah. And what unique way to start the drums.
It certainly is. And Quincy, what about you? I detect an accent.
Yes, I lived in San Francisco for a couple of years, and that's where I started singing. I sing in our band, and I had a singing teacher for a while, and also participated in a couple musicals.
Right.
And that's how I fell in love with singing.
Because there are five of you in the band, how often do you get together and where?
We don't get together as much as we used to.
Right.
It was mostly a part of the Bondi Wave program, but we hope to continue outside as well.
Okay, well, that'd be a great idea. What, Zeke, tell me what your favourite part of the program was.
There's a lot to think about.
Yeah, a lot to think about.
Maybe the performance, that was pretty cool. You could show off, like, your musical skills and stuff.
And where did you do that?
I think in the Bondi Pavilion. Oh, Above us.
Nearly above us. We're in the Bondi Pavilion right now, but I think where you performed was just around the corner there. Did you like the performance space?
Yes. It felt a little bit cramped. It wasn't like a full-on theatre.
Oh.
But, you know, it's good for, like...
How many people were watching you?
At least 100.
At least 100.
It was pretty spacious for, like, to fit in, like, cramps.
Hang on, we've got conflict here. You're saying it was more than 100? How many?
I think so, right? Yeah, 100, yeah. 200. It was great. There were lights, and it was a really great experience for everyone to show their talents to one another.
And that was the first time you'd been performing in public?
Yeah, altogether, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you got very proud parents, huh? Okay, you're called Pantome. What's that all about? What's behind the name?
Well, Quincy came up with the name, so I don't know much about it.
Okay, Quincy?
Yeah. I think we just had a list of things we thought sounded cool, but it wasn't really from anything in particular.
Nothing in particular. No. It just came up.
Yes.
You okay there, Zeke? You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, that's good.
Just the name makes me laugh a bit sometimes.
Pantome. I still don't know where it came from. It's just...
spawned out of nowhere.
Slightly random, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Who actually wrote the song? Because you've got one major song, haven't you, called Dispensable?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who actually wrote it?
We just started with... bringing together some chords and all of that together. And it was kind of like a group brainstorm. And then I went home and came up with some lyrics. And then it came together quite quickly, actually.
So you actually really put it together?
Yeah, I wrote the lyrics and then they made the chords. And then we just kind of put it together and it worked quite nicely.
Because I've often wondered whether the music becomes comes before the words or after the words.
Yeah.
So you wrote a poem.
Yeah, exactly.
And the rest of the group put some music behind it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't we hear it? How about that, hey?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to introduce it?
Yes.
Go on, Z. Your song, introduce the song.
Yes. This is Pantone.
On the way from
Well, that's called Dispensable, and it's from the group called
Pantone,
and it comprises Quincy Grace and Zeke Meow, who are in front of me right now. What did you think of your own song?
Pretty good.
Only pretty good?
I think it was, yes.
What did you think, Quincy?
It was really fun to make. It was a good time to get to know everyone.
If you had the chance to do it again, what would you do differently? Anything at all?
Maybe add more drums, but that just sounds a bit silly.
Oh, well, it doesn't sound silly, but it sounds a little bit self-serving, doesn't it, Zeke?
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Well done. Listen, I think as a group you've done a fabulous job, and I think we can all look forward to some more of your music, but as that's the only one I've got, then that's the only one I can play. So thank you so much for coming in today. Because I only have one of your songs, what other music do you like?
I do like AC/DC, you know, the rock genre, that type of stuff.
AC/DC. Now, can you, off the top of your head, think of any single AC/D song?
Back in Black.
Back in Black. This one is for you. Thank you for coming in, Pantone, in the form of Quincy and Zeke.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.